This is another episode of the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. Here's your hosts, Ryan Stearns and Johnny Keys.
Here we are.
On a Tuesday.
On a two for season two, 225. Staying alive. Well, that sounds like February 25th. It is May 15th, or 5th, dude. It is May 17th.
17th.
It really threw me off. I know we normally release on Mondays, but, you know, because we like to get corny and punny. Well, might as well close out season two on a two on the Tuesday here.
Yeah, do a little, something a little different for the end here.
Yeah. And we're going to kind of release different kind of tidbits for the next season as we go on our social media accounts. So be sure to follow us at Upstate Music Mind on both Facebook, Instagram. Twitter is /umpod, I believe, but we're going to have to integrate that at some point in the future. And I know we talked about getting TikTok, but Johnny, that's something we'll have to tackle sometime next year too.
True, true. Yeah, we'll make some TikToks.
But yeah, man, we got a different kind of show here for you today. Like we said, we want to mix it up a little bit, and we did our first live recordings. So we were down at the Velo Fellow with our buddies Quasi Quasar, and I said it Quasar, said it like that pretty much all the time. And I realized it's actually Quasar. So that's
crazy.
That is crazy, ain't it? But yeah, no, man, they rocked it out, and they had, I mean, obviously they're an instrumental rock, you know, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Funky.
Did you meet a guy named Miles? Did you meet a guy named Niles?
Oh yeah, Niles. Yeah, and you'll see in the interview there. He mentioned your name right towards the end there.
Oh sweet, so. Sweet. Hell yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, Niles is a good dude.
Yeah, and he actually played. We discussed it on there a little bit. You know, he played with old TJ Laser Boys, which, you know, we used to play with those guys all the time, you know, at least the same venues back to back. So,
That's right.
But yeah, and we ended up running into Karen Clardy came out there. I was going to get her to do a story about one of her Kentucky shows that was cracking me up, but she got there kind of after they started and all that. So it just didn't work out. But I'm sure we'll have her on next year or next season here early and get that story for you. It's pretty fucking funny.
Nice.
Hell yeah, bro. We'll probably take about 3 or 4 weeks, kind of like we did between seasons last time, and then we'll kind of hit it hard and heavy here for season three, bro.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you want to touch on any randomness here before we
Lord, randomness. What kind of randomness we got?
I don't know. I know the Billboard Music Awards were on this last weekend. I didn't get a chance to really watch much of that, honestly. Machine Gun Kelly came on when I flipped it, and I turned it pretty much quickly
because
he was sitting there playing a song he wrote for his wife on an acoustic guitar. And I was like, literally everybody on the show has been better than this song right now on our little Greenville Upstate podcast. So anyway, sorry to those MGK fans out there.
Yeah.
Well. I did like the Motley Crue movie that he was in. God, what was that called? Hot Dirt or not Hot Dirt. The Dirt. That's what it was called.
I think you were just confusing it with his music. That's hot ass. Hot ass.
Do not search hot ass on Google, though. I will forewarn you. You will get a range of results. And cheeks. I have a candle here that's named Once Upon a Tide. It's filled with ozone, aquatic, and moss. Wow.
Does it smell beachy? Is it beachin'?
It's a little beachin'.
It's a little beachin'?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call her Sandy.
Hot ass.
Name that candle Sandy. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Better than Krabby Patty.
For sure. So me and Boo Boo found, speaking of old shows, we found probably the shittiest theme song for a show. Do you want to guess what it is?
Oh.
It is an older show. It's probably 90s or probably early 90s.
The shittiest theme song?
Shittiest theme song.
Okay.
When you think about theme songs, especially like the 90s shows, I mean, Full House, Family Matters, I mean, they had some bangers,
ones.
Bro. They slapped, bro. Yeah, but this one is straight trash.
Okay, let's see. Is it a animated or is it like a sitcom?
No, it is a live action sitcom.
I'm going to guess something.
I'll give you some hints. You want some hints?
Okay.
It is a medical show.
Medical?
Mm-hmm.
Doogie Howser.
Yes.
Really?
Nailed it. I was going to say NPH. Yeah, that was going to be your next clue, but you didn't need it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Dude,
I do not remember that.
You should YouTube it and listen to the theme song because it is god awful.
Really?
It is so bad. Like, it's just, it's so bad. It's just like, this cheesy little Rhodesy kind of keyboard sound. I don't even think they have a beat that comes in. It's just like very bad.
Does it have has it words? I'm assuming, right?
No, there's no words.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like do 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 do, like some weird little melody thing, and then some chords kind of come in, and it's just
hot ass.
It's so shitty.
It sounds like, you know, what they programmed the 1984 Casio keyboard that you take home, like the mini ones for kids.
Yeah, like a shitty demo off of it.
Wow.
Okay. I want to know who. I feel bad because I want to know who wrote that.
No, let's give them some love, or really some hate here, and see who is behind. What maestro?
Let's see. Mike Post.
Mike Stroh.
Mike Post.
Mike Post. Does he have any other credits there?
Let's see.
It says about
dude,
his talented.
He wrote the theme song for Law & Order SVU.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a banger. His job is kind of like the Forgetting Sarah Marshall guy, you know, like he was.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what his job is.
Right.
Mike Post.
Mike Post. Yep. Well, you failed on that one, buddy. Like,
yeah.
Hill Street Blues. He wrote Hill Street Blues.
Huh.
I'm guessing he's responsible for the dun 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 dun.
That's
dun,
what
dun,
I'm hearing.
Dun,
I know.
I mean, yeah.
He came up with that, I guess, huh?
I guess so, which is a banger. I'll give it to him. But
man, he really. He got a little bit better from the Doogie Howser days, I guess.
Yeah, clearly. Either that or he just like, maybe they were like, yo, we got like, you got 5 hours, dude. We need a theme song for the show. Like, go. Like,
or you'll never like, be shit. In this business again.
I'm really fucking stoned right now. Okay, here we go. Right. Just like,
maybe that's what he heard in his head when they gave him the deadline. He was, oh no, dun, 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 dun. He's like, I'm going to use that. That fear.
It's got that guitar in there too. That bow, 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 bow.
Dude, that is hilarious.
But yeah, you should check out the Doogie Howser theme song.
Okay,
if you want to laugh because it's whew.
All right, yeah, cool, man. Mike Post, that's a name I'm not going to forget for a little while.
There we go.
So born on this day, Michael Post. I'm just kidding. How crazy would that be? God, I hope that happens.
That would be wild.
All right, well, I guess we'll join you post Quasi Quasar.
There we go. There's that transition.
There we go. All right, we're live at the Velo Fellow, and we're joined with the guys of Quasi Quasar. We're going to have Troy kind of doing most of the talking here, just from the mic setup that we have set up but here. But if we went to the Peanut Gallery, as we discussed, not that you guys are the Peanut Gallery. That sounds kind of offensive now that I think of how it sounds.
Pretty,
but
pretty close. I like peanuts.
What kind of peanuts? Okay, here we go. Do y'all like what kind of peanuts here? Boiled?
I'm honey roasted.
Honey roasted?
Yeah.
Do you have a preference? Are you biased towards a...
Those little 25-cent ones you get in
the 25-cent. Troy, I know we haven't had you guys on the show, and we've been talking behind the scenes. Do you want to briefly describe your guys' sound to the audience who hadn't heard you before?
Sure, yeah. It's a standard band setup. We've got keys with Sam Kruer. We've got bass with Nathan Gray. We've got Niles McCall on the guitars and me on the drums. We call it instrumental space funk. So we don't have any lyrics. We don't have anybody singing for the most part. We try to play music that has like a lyrical content so that people don't feel like they miss it. So that's kind of where it's at.
Okay. And so now I think most people are familiar with the instrumental side, but the space, like what exactly does that mean for people who aren't familiar with your sound?
Well, Sam's got a lot of synthesizers and different effects. We use a lot of pedals between him and Niles, give like different kind of outside of the normal sound spectrum. So we jam a lot and fill the space with a lot of spacey noise.
Spacey noise.
Take it to space.
Take it to space.
So take
sometimes
it to space.
Things get weird. So this
the I love
space
it.
In that is sometimes when we open a jam up, we don't know where it's going. Oftentimes we know where we're kind of headed, but we don't know how we're going to get there. And so it fluctuates from night to night. So it should be interesting tonight. There will be a lot of things we do that we've not done before.
So every show is a new experience.
It should
every
be.
Time you come out, you're going to get something different.
Jam fill for sure.
There's a lot of things that we know and are composed to a degree, but there's a lot we try to leave open so that it is original.
Okay. Do you guys have specific artists that you draw inspiration from or that you think kind of comes out in stylistically what you guys pull from here?
Sorry. Yeah. Soul Live is a big influence.
Soul Live?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jeff Beck, who's kind of on the other end of the spectrum, I think. You know, a little more prog rock than funky instrumental, you know.
Derek Trucks,
yeah, definitely. And then throw the Beatles in there, too. You know?
There's a lot of, like, Modesky Martin and Wood kind of things, too, that get kind of grimy and greasy from time to time, I feel like.
Okay. That's perfect. That was going to be the name of the podcast, Grimy and Greasy, but we decided to change it to something
Sometimes
a little more safe.
Sometimes it does.
So, yeah, how long have you guys been playing together?
We started during COVID, right? That's when we actually started.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Troy had talked about it for a long time, like, you know, jamming, kind of getting, like, an instrumental funk project together. And, you know, I guess when COVID hit, like, everybody wasn't doing anything anymore, so it was the perfect opportunity. And me and Troy started jamming, and then Sam got a show at Smiley's. We put a group together, put some tunes out, and then it went really well.
In fact, I was just about to remind Sam how we started this whole thing. Was we were standing on the end of this bar in here.
Oh, it was birthed from this location.
Yeah, it actually did.
Sometimes it does.
Sam got booked at Smiley's for residency the last Thursday of every month. And he was coming down to not knowing how he was going to fill the time. And I was like, well, I've been working with Niles on a thing, and we have kind of a list. I was like, well, we kind of agreed, like, maybe throw Nathan on bass, because he's a bassist at heart anyway.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, that's exactly how it fell in. And after the first gig, it went really well, and we looked around, like, are we wanting to do it? And then we just stuck with it.
Okay, excellent. I was going to ask if you guys had previous experience playing with each other in other bands
and
whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. So I can let them say that, but I've known Sam and Nathan for 20 years. We've lived together, played music back in college together.
Where'd you go to college?
Eastern Kentucky University.
Tell us your best college story. Come on. Are you married? I don't know. I should have asked some other questions before.
Savannah? There's a lot. Yeah.
Is that her name, or was it as a story?
We just say random cities.
There's a reason. Space fun.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of space in that film.
Sometimes it does.
Excellent. Okay, so yeah, you guys have obviously rocked the stage here at Velo Fellow before. Do you guys have any live recordings and stuff that you've kind of put out there on the interwebs for people to hear?
Yeah, we have some YouTube clips, and then we have, like, some live streams that we did with Hometown Hodges that you can find.
If you go to YouTube, type in Quasi Quasar, Hometown Hodges. Well, Quasi Quasar, period. There's a slew of videos that pop up. And they're all relatively new, because this is recent.
Yeah, I would say that we're definitely going to be working on, like, more live content and better sounding, you know, recordings and stuff in the future.
Thank you.
So yeah, what do you guys have on Doc here in the near future, here in the next few weeks, next couple months?
Last Thursday of every month at Smiley's.
And then first Sunday at Commons.
And it should be noted that this is more of a passion project in that we all work with other artists. We work with Darby Wilcox. We met Niles from TJ Laser, but we've all played in different configurations. Yeah. Fat Lip, several other groups.
Okay.
And this was just something like in the beginning, like we said, Niles and us were trying to find ways to play together.
Okay.
Because we always saw each other in different things. We were like, we should work together. And then it all just kind of happened real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not the best promoter of anything, so there's not a whole lot of social media content, but we play because we want to. It's hard to say we try to promote a whole lot. So
if your foot's not on the pedal with the social media, I don't blame you. I mean, honestly, the fact that you guys have gotten a name for yourselves to this point without kind of going that way means that you're putting on a hell of a show and you're getting your name out there and you got the respect from the musicians and the music lovers in the community. That's been without a doubt. Y'all's name has popped up since the first episode, season one. Honestly, we've heard about you guys, so we're glad that you guys kind of on the show. One of the other artists you mentioned here was Fat Lip, and is that, who is the front, is the front
Kelly
woman?
Kelly Joe.
Kelly Joe, yes, mm-hmm. Okay, I went to high school with her, and she is awesome.
Yeah, she's a seasoned veteran,
she's a gangster,
for sure.
Man.
Okay,
and Sam was the bass player of that band.
Oh, cool.
And we said Darby Wilcox, Nathan's the guitar player, Sam's the bass player.
Darby's a local legend. Were any of you guys at the UMAs this year?
We played it.
Oh,
with Darby.
There late. I'm so sorry. We got there like as Darby was finishing her set.
Yeah.
That was a great. What did you guys take from that experience?
Well, it was great in that the last time we were on that stage was for opening for Marcus King the night before New Year's. But I think the best thing to come out of that night was our pedal steel player, Steven, got nominated for Best Producer, and he's producing Darby's record, so like he got recognized.
What's his last name?
Cathcart.
Stephen Cathcart. Okay, I'm definitely familiar with him. Old Earthquake?
Yeah. It's him and his wife. They're fantastic.
Awesome.
That was cool.
It's cool to see all the local people.
Yeah.
We've been around, how long we've been playing with Darby, and Darby's been around forever, but seeing a lot of the younger people kind of come up.
Absolutely.
Behind some, because we're starting to get close to 40 now, but seeing the younger kids kind of get excited about the music scene, that's always important. So it just keeps rolling and rolling, so it just doesn't fizzle.
I agree with what you're saying there, man. It's been awesome to see kind of different outlets and different avenues that people can kind of get their name out. We honestly did this because we didn't see any podcasts in the area that were current and putting out shows consistently, and we're like, let's go for it. Let's just get the names out there, the people that are out there, doing their thing. So we appreciate you guys coming on the show. We're gonna get some live samples from Quasi Quasar tonight. Before we let you go, is there anything you want to throw out there, any randomness, any stories, or obviously we want you to plug your social media and your websites and all that stuff, but
I just want to know where Johnny Keys is.
Oh, Johnny Keys. I know you got to give him some shit next time.
Yeah,
you see him,
we give him some shit for sure.
There's some keys.
And on cue, we are hearing the keys. It's not Johnny. It
keys
is
of Taylor. Lock it up, Johnny.
His name might be Johnny. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll get him on the show here in a second. We did run into Karen Clardy. I don't know if you. I think she came up and introduced herself to you guys earlier, right?
I've heard of her. They know her.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Facebook as well.
Long time ago.
Oh, okay. Many moons.
I hear great things about her, though.
She does a great job as well. She's one of the good up and coming artists here in the area. But fellas, appreciate y'all hopping in the round table here. Before we go, we all have a beverage of choice. I noticed that we took advantage of the banquet beer.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get a cheers in.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks so much.
Coming absolutely. You guys.
Excellent. Thanks again, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
All right. So it is Tuesday. Not
it's
Monday,
different.
But it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so it is the 17th. Johnny, have you perused?
I'm perusing now.
Okay, because the first three are all fucking Bob Dylan stuff, so need to mix it up a little bit this day.
Yep. So apparently Tom Petty's house in L.A. caught on fire, and it did an estimated $800,000 worth of damage today in 1987.
Okay.
That's It's a little something different.
This is interesting here. May 17th, 1969, it was reported that for the first time ever, album sales had overtaken single sales.
Huh.
So, and by a mark of...
Not the case anymore.
Not the case anymore. Absolutely. And I don't think it'll ever get back there, right? I
mean, yeah, definitely not.
Dude, I wonder what the numbers are now. It's probably laughable. You know, like 10,000 to one almost. Like, that sounds kind of ridiculous, but...
This is pretty interesting. 1975, Elton John, my doppelganger,
came out. Tyson Ritter.
Oh, that's true. It is Tyson Ritter.
All-American Rejects,
so
by the way.
So his LP, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, came out in this day in 1975, and it was awarded a platinum record for sales of a million copies, and it was the first one ever to get platinum on the day of its release.
Oh, wow. On the day of its release.
On the day of its release. Automatic million copies sold.
All right. So this is literally probably the most perfect one we could have for today. May 17th, 1996. U.S. blues guitarist Johnny Guitar Watson. This is your arch nemesis, Bizarro World, maybe. Like we did in that one episode. Not Johnny Keys, but Johnny Guitar Watson. And then Ryan Pedal. No, I don't. Fuck, man. I was trying to. Whatever. But Johnny Guitar Watson died of a heart attack while on tour in Japan. He collapsed mid-guitar solo, and his last words were, "Ain't that a bitch?" His ferocious space guitar single of 1954 pioneered guitar feedback and reverb, actually. So that's pretty fucking sweet. And significant for a couple of reasons, but obviously for the impact with feedback and reverb and everybody using those tones and those effects here in the future. But space guitar, man, that's... That's kind of the theme of Quasi Quasar there. They said they were like space funk, and we even got into a little discussion with that. So kind of That's brings cool. it full circle. But yeah, your arch nemesis, Johnny Guitar.
Yeah. See, he missed an opportunity, man. He should have been Johnny Strings.
Johnny Strings.
Yeah, dude. I mean.
Yeah, I that's know. Good. That's good right there. I don't know. That's pretty epic for Mr. Johnny Guitar Watson, his. So.
Yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
Let's see here. I think it might be about time to go ahead and go to the birthdays here, unless you see
birthdays.
Something.
Here's one. The keyboardist for the band Phish, Paige Samuel McConnell, born today in 1963. I don't know if you ever listened to much Phish, the jam band.
Yes, but no. And by that, I mean, I was about to talk about Yes, the progressive rock group. Yes, Bill Bruford was born today, May 17th, 1948. He's the English drummer for Yes. But to answer your other question, less confusingly, kind of. I mean, obviously, I've heard a few Phish songs. There's a couple that I would throw on some CDs back in the day, but I never really was a big Phish fan. I mean, I respect those guys and everything, but how about you?
I mean, I had a little phase. Here's a pretty cool one. American rock musician, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer Josh Homme, founding and only continuous member of Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, okay.
He formed Eagles of Death Metal in 1998, and then in 2009, he formed Them Crooked Vultures with Dave Grohl and John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep. He was born today in 1973.
All right, cool. And actually, there are several other ones here I wanted to mention, so it's not too bad after all here. Trent Reznor. He's the American singer-songwriter, of course, with Nine Inch Nails. He was born today, May 17th, 1965. So that's a pretty big one.
Cool.
I remember people used to, or someone confused him with Johnny Resnick one time, and I was like, how are you going to confuse those two guys?
Right.
All right, you said ooh.
Yeah, Jordan Knight.
there you go.
New Kids on the Block was born today in 1970.
You see, now I see why you picked that, but I also feel like the one above it, you would have said, but the name's kind of crazy. Dave Abruzzese. Abruzzese.
Oh, shit. Abruzzese.
he's got an iron deficiency. Dave, the American drummer with Pearl Jam. It's literally, let's look at it.
Abruzzese.
Abruzzese.
Abruzzese. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
Oh, that is hilarious. Anyway, yeah, he was born today, 1968 on May 17th. All right, let's see.
This is the most action we've had on birthdays in a while.
I know. I was going to say, it's actually kind of worked out here.
Yeah.
This one right here, this is actually an interesting talking point, maybe for just another minute tangent here. May 17th, 1984, so only a couple years older than us, English singer-songwriter Michael David Rosenberg, better known by his stage name Passenger, or to me and Johnny, he's known as the ripoff Brett Denon. That's right. A guy named Brett Denon is a very good musician that me and Johnny got to meet years and years ago when he was touring with my cousin Mason. And he had a song called Ain't No Reason that was really fucking good. And he had a lot of good music. But when Passenger came out, I was like, yes, because I heard the song and I was like, Brett made it. That sounds exactly like Brett Denon. It almost sounds just like Ain't No Reason. But the song was called Let Her Go.
Let her go. Yep.
You guys will remember that song. I mean, it was a huge, huge hit song. But it sounds so much like Brett Denon. I'm like, this Michael David Rosenberg here, I think he was a passenger to one of Brett Denon's shows or some shit and completely ripped off his style. Because, Johnny, isn't it like uncanny?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It does sound very, very similar. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of that, you know, that happens.
There are. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of artists that kind of have different voices that emulate each other and that you're like, okay, they're in the same realm. But it's not only that Brett Denon's voice was so unique. It almost had a feminine undertone to it, but it was, you know, I mean, it's a good voice, and but it's so unique. And then
wrote a song that sounds a lot like it, too.
Yeah, I mean, the structure of the song, the melody is eerily similar, dude. So
it's a little sus.
Yeah. It is a little sus. That word wasn't quite around back in 14, I don't think.
Wasn't.
But shout out to Brett Denon. Go listen to Ain't No Reason. Y'all will dig that song, man.
Yeah. It's a cool music video, too.
It is. And because we always have to talk about that. When we met Brett Denon, we met Gary Jules as well, who did, of course.
That was probably like
Mad World.
The coolest celebrity I've met, I think.
And he
Not that he was cool. He was cool. But I'm just saying, like, when people are like, yo, dude, you ever met a celebrity? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
This is who I met. But people don't really know who he is. They might know the song. They might have seen Donnie Darko, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, in these days now, it's getting further removed from it, right? I think it came out in 2000 or something, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but most people are probably familiar with the song. It's pretty.
Because it was also used in a Gears of War. Yep. I think that version was used in Gears of War.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right.
So anyway, pretty good this day, man. That's a good way to. This might be the best this day this season.
Honestly. Or maybe you've ever.
Ever. Best day ever.
It's best Tuesday. Day,
best May.
May 17th.
Tuesday. What do you say? We'll eat some hay by the bay.
That's kind of gay.
That is. Right. But go watch the Adam Sandler's. That's what I was trying to quote, man. I can't even remember which one it is, but I think all of those movies are on Netflix right now.
It's Happy Gilmore.
Okay. Yeah.
He's like talking to Shooter McGavin or whatever.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
I guess it is time. Scheduled time. To progress from this day. And
talk about some other days this week.
Yes, let's do that. Because, you know, we normally start with your bro, Super Joe, but that was last night, of course, Monday, Warehouse at Vaughn's. Oh, I will say, though, before we jump in here, Warehouse at Vaughn's, they're actually opening another one here soon. I saw a news article on it. So.
Oh, cool.
And speaking of news articles, we might do a little teaser right at the end. Do you want to wait till the end?
Sure.
Yeah, let's wait till the end.
Okay. Well, staying with the Tuesday theme. So tonight, you've got Deep Dish Dixieland at Greer's Farmers Market. Actually, it's this afternoon. I don't know when this will post, but
hopefully. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get it. Yeah.
Hopefully before this happens.
You're listening to it on the way.
On the way there, because it's from 4:30 to 7:30. Let's see. We got Mark Englehart at Three Friends Bar and Grill in Taylor's. That starts at 6. And that's your Tuesday.
Okay. And we have Wednesday the 18th, Spencer Rush at Trevenia. I want to say that's going to be every Wednesday. Oh, it does say it every Wednesday. Jorge Garcia is going to be at Blues Boulevard in Greenville from 8 to 11. And, of course, as you know, every Wednesday, live band karaoke at Smiley's downtown Greenville.
Coming in Thursday, we got Framing the Red at Doc's Tavern off Woodruff Road. Starts at 9. Then, of course, as always, Thursdays at the Jenny, 5 to 8. That's a nice little jingle.
Thank you.
Hot ass. Then we've got, I guess, Kami Ocean.
Yeah. Okay. Kami.
Yeah.
Yeah. K-A-M-I.
Kami Ocean at Ramcat Alley from 7 to 9.
So call you what?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Ocean. No, I'm just being stupid. Ramcat. So now it is Ramcat Alley. God, we love saying
that. Yeah. Ramcat Alley. Cool. There we go. Carl Lauber, your boy.
Carl Lauber.
At Warehouse at Vaughn's, 7 to 9.
Yes, sir. And let's just keep on going with Carl Lauber. The next day, May 20th on Friday, he's going to be at Kennington Family Winery. And that is 507 Beaver Dam Road.
Beaver Dam Road.
Uh-huh. Ramcat Beaver Dam. All right. And then we have the ones that we were just talking about, Kami Ocean. That's what you call me. It's K-A-M-I, folks. Sorry. Kami Ocean and the Rhythm at Noma Square. That's going to be from 5:30 to 9:30. Then we have Johnny's Boy, Matt A. Phillips, lowercase a, in the crib at Kiwi Brewing from 6:30 to 8:30. Then we have Weekend Music at the Whistle Stop. You just got to go check it out. That lineup is loaded and the font is tiny, so you need to just go hear some good music.
Yeah, dude, I can't even squint my eyes
to
see that.
I don't even know if I can blow that thing up. All right, and then we have Jason DiCristo Faro Quartet. Nice. I'm pretty proud of how I got through that name.
You did that, bro.
That is insane. And that is going to be from 7:30 to 10 at Wheel Sessions, Greenville, 1801 Rutherford Road. All right. I'm sure we're not done, and we're not, because it's your boy, the young buck, Luke Deuce, dropping one on you at Rains on Main. And that's going to be from 8 to 10, and that's in Anderson. And then Matthew Amos. I'm so glad that he came back on the show or got another shout out here at Clock Tower Tap Room. Matthew, that was one of my most favorite schedule rundowns ever. He's going to be, like I said, Clock Tower Tap Room in Simpsonville Friday, jam packed. Last one for Friday is Strange Orchard, and they're going to be at Craft and Barrel. So I've heard some good things about those guys. I think they're pretty young as well. Honestly, I want to say they might even all be like 20 or younger.
That's cool.
But I've heard some good things about those guys, so we'll have to get them on next year.
Sweet. All right. Well, in case you missed them earlier in the week, we're going to have a couple of more chances to see the boy,
Carl Lauber. Look at that grin.
Look at him, man. He's loving life,
Carl
dude.
Carl Lauber.
He's going to be at the Traveler's Rest Farmer's Market from 8:30 to 11:30. And then again, he'll be at Mesh Lounge in Spartanburg from 6 to 9 in the evening. So he's working hard for you, ladies and gentlemen. Go support him.
That's right.
Then we got Too Loud for Tony at Bar 295 in Spartanburg, 6 to 10.
Tony. If your name's Anthony, I'm sorry, you're not gonna be able to handle it.
They're too loud. Yeah, they're too loud for you.
Yeah, sensitive ears.
Bring your earplugs. Then Twin Sons at, I always say this wrong. Don't I always say this one wrong?
No.
Paloma?
No, that's right.
No, Paloma? Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Twin Sons at Paloma, Greenville, 6 to 10. Then we got Weekend Music at Whistle Stop. Again, just come out here to the Palmetto Showcase and just look at the rundown, because it's a lot and it's very small. But it is at 6:30 to 9:30.
That's what she said.
then my boy again, Matt Little A. Phillips, going to be at Good Karma Ice Cream. He plays there pretty regularly. I want to say maybe most weekends. So go check him out. Get some ice. Hey, it's warming up. You know, it's a good time for some ice cream. So
that's right.
Go check him out. 6:30 to 9:30. JT,
Sayres. Live.
Say Rez. Is that how you say it now? Do we know that?
We still haven't talked to him.
Okay, we still haven't.
We'll get you, JT. We promise.
We're going to get you, man. We're going to get you. And then we're never going to mispronounce your name again.
We won't.
Anyway, he's doing some live acoustic at Palmetto Brothers Dispensary, 7 to 9. Then we've got the 4th annual Rock the Village Benefit Concert at O'Neill Village in Greer. That's 7 to 10.
Interesting.
Hot as a Pepper Party Band. Eastside Anniversary. Going to be at Eastside Bar and Grill, 7:30 to 10:30. Then Kami Ocean again at the Rhythm at Rubens Parkway in Greer. That's off of Batesville Road, 8 to 11. Let's see. The Hollywood Brats live at AJ's Anderson, South Carolina, 8 to 11. Palmetto Whiskey's debut at Tipsy Tavern. Here we go in Anderson off of Highway 81 there. Good people. Been there a couple of times. Cool little place. 8 to 11:30.
Nice.
Area 49 at Poor Sports, 8 to 11:30. Then all my rowdy friends, they're going to be at Doc's Tavern, 9 o'clock, right off Woodruff Road. So bring your rowdy friends, and let's just get rowdy.
There you go.
Yeah. Full Effect will be at Powdersville Pub, 9 to 11:30. And here we go. I'll let you take us on into Sunday.
Well, guess who is kicking off the day yet again? It is KL. Carl Lauber is going to be at Saltwater Kitchen. That's going to be 11:30 to 2:30. So sober up with some brunch and some Carl Lauber on your Sunday late morning, early afternoon. Matt A. Phillips is going to be at Tiki Hut Lakeside Grill in Seneca. He's going to be there from 2 to 5. So when you're done getting your fix of Carl, go get you some Matt A. Phillips from 2 to 5. And then we have sing-along Sundays, as always, with Reverend Sid at Connolly's to wrap up the week.
There we go. All
right. Pretty solid fucking calendar, too.
Yeah. And as you said, we're going to be taking a break for, you know, for a few weeks. So if you want to catch the shows and what's going on, please be sure to check out palmettoshowcase.com. They have a live music calendar. It's just super easy to use. You just put in the date. It'll show you all the shows for the week so you can, you know, keep up with your local peeps.
Yep. And you can, I think you can sort it by different categories and all that good stuff. And it's user friendly, nice website. We're going to be teaming up with John here and hopefully kind of integrating the show on ours and vice versa. We're going to work out the fine tuned details there for you, but a lot of cool things coming up in season 3, Johnny. I can't believe we're already here, on the cusp of it, dude.
I know. We talked about it earlier about we've been doing this about a year or a little over now.
Right, right. And, you know, so I guess that's going to put the time frame. I mean, we didn't really know at the time. We've kind of learned as we went, but I guess the seasons do kind of span 6 months kind of nice and neatly there. So that kind of works out. So so season 3, yeah, man, we'll do another 25 and we'll just keep it rolling. Like Johnny said, we just talked about it. Now, I kind of want to tease, but I just have no idea when it's coming out. So,
okay.
What do you think? Like, I also don't want to say it if it's like he wants to release it in a few days. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, there's going to be a publication.
There we go.
There's going to be a publication about yours truly.
Yes.
And the podcast. So, I guess we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. And, check that out. I mean, if you're avid fans of the show, it won't be too much new information, but it will be cool, to see this publication. And, we were extremely humbled and grateful to be, approached to have a story on us. So Upstate Music Mind, we're making moves, we're taking names, mostly artists' names to get on the show, but anybody else, man, hit us up, dude. We want to talk to people. Like, it'd be cool to get, like, call in, just, you know, people who tune in and like the music scene.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to drop the email for them? Just so that's something that we should probably start doing.
I think next year too, since we're, like we said, we're learning as we go. It's a professional show, and, you know, we have the main subject matter, of course, is to get all the music out there, as we said from day one. But we're starting to get kind of used to what we're supposed to be doing on here, and we're kind of going to integrate different things. But, you know, let's go ahead and plug the email. Like, I fucking ramble all the damn time. At Upstate Music Mind is our tag. It's our handle and it's our email. UpstateMusicMind@gmail.com. UpstateMusicMind@gmail.com. Our website is umpod, UMMPOD.com. I mean, just follow us and like us and share us as much as you possibly can. It would mean the world to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Send us a line. We'll read it on the air.
And, and also please. Little, yeah. Yeah. We'll give you
a mailbag. Do a little mailbag segment.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
I really would enjoy that. If you guys like the show and want to throw us a few bones there, the buy us a coffee, / umpod, or the Venmo is at umpod. You know, the Patreon, we're going to get more heavily involved next season. So we just appreciate everything, that everybody's done for us so far and all the support we've gotten.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have anything else, man? We're about to jump off here of season 2 diving board.
Yeah. I'm just, season 3. Here we come, baby.
Uno, dos, tres. Un, deux, trois. Eins, zwei, drei.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to do the German because you stole my French. So.
And I ironically cannot count to 3 in Korean.
Japanese?
No.
Damn. There's a
sayonara.
There's
okay. No. There you go. Damn it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that's a good way to end it. But I was going to say there's a song by Alt J where he talks about how he learned to count to 10 in Japanese, and then he starts counting. And I was trying to think about it.
Oh, really?
But I can't.
So, like, is it like a voiceover part of the song, or is it in rhythm? Like, it's got a melody.
No, he sings it. Like, he sings it. Interesting. Yeah.
So it's really cool. Definitely better than the when YouTube went 1, 2, 3, 14. right? Because you remember that song, yeah. They went, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hispanic people are probably like, Bono, what the fuck?
What?
You sound like fucking like an idiot, bro. What are you doing? Alt-J.
Dude, they're so good. They're kind of like a glass animals. I kind of put them in the same little same vein a little.
The same ilk. First time I heard Alt-J, I thought the dude sounded like he was like 75 years old. Mm. Sounds kind of like an old guy.
Yeah.
He's got a cool style, but you know what I'm saying.
Very, very cool. Very unique.
All right. Well, the other Alt-J, Jay Keys, not Johnny Guitar, but Johnny Keys, my favorite Johnny. I guess that's going to do it for season two, bro.
Sounds good, man.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We're going to keep the announcements coming on our social media accounts and on the website. We're going to have a relaunching of that as well, some cool, exciting things in the works. But we appreciate all the love and support. Thank you, all our sponsors, supporters, Umpod Nation. Thank you, Mom. Dad. Thank you, Leopard Gecko. My sons who are making noise right now. Friends, family, everybody I ramble to the show. Johnny, anything else?
Yeah. Love you, mean it.
Peace out.